Former jazz host and WVXU contributor David Delegater has the kind of voice many people would like to have. It's clear and pleasant sounding. While watching a TED Talk, he discovered a project where he can blend his voice with what's left of the voice of others who can't speak.
You may have heard somebody like Stephen Hawking, the physicist and thinker, that he's incapable of speech, but he has this god-awful machine voice. And people psychologically don't identify with machine voices in general. And there are a limited number of them out there on the planet and a limited number of people that have access.
Delegater has signed up to become part of the Human Voice Bank Initiative. We'll get to just how he's going to donate his voice in a moment, but first, more about the project. It's the brainchild of Dr. Rupal Patel at Northeastern University. She gives this example in a TED Talk.
This lack of individuation of the synthetic voice really hit home when I was at an assistive technology conference a few years ago. And I recall walking into an exhibit hall and seeing a little girl and a grown man having a conversation using their devices. Different devices, but the same voice. And I looked around and I saw this happening all around me. Literally hundreds of individuals using a handful of voices. Voices that didn't fit their bodies or their personalities.
The speech scientist wanted to help people communicate who have lost their voice as a result of cerebral palsy, stroke, brain injury, or something else. There are several million of them just in the United States. She's perfecting a computer program called Vocal ID.
Vocal ID, or Vocality, is a computer program that basically allows us to generate a personalized voice for someone by having a healthy donor donate about 2 to 3 hours of their speech, and we combine that healthy speech with whatever is left over of the recipient's voice. And by blending those two together, we get a voice that's as clear as our donor, but sounds similar in identity, at least partially, to the person who's going to receive the voice and going to use the voice.
What's left in the recipient's voice could be vowels or consonants or a little bit of both.
If there's something preserved in their voice that's about their identity, can't we make a voice that sounds like them so that we don't have all these generic-sounding voices?
Here's what it sounds like. First is the donor's voice, and then it's mixed with parts of the recipient's voice.
This voice is only for me. I can't wait to try it with my friends.
Delegater wants to help the speechless gain an identity.
There are people that do have machine voices that psychologically find it debilitating to associate their character with a given voice that doesn't really represent who they feel they are on the inside.
Eventually, Delegater will record 2 to 3 hours of speech on an iPhone app or a web app. The 3,000 sentences he will produce will not be in just one sitting.
The software would be recording them and then telling them if they needed to redo a trial or not. So we're trying to make it a bit of a game. It's not going to be one of these really, really, you know, hot games, but it is going to be a game that gets you to produce some speech.
Here's an example of what it sounds like when the many sentences and the sounds of the recipient are combined. The customized voice allows the target talker to say any sentence, even ones not pre-recorded by the surrogate.
It was a curious coincidence. It was a curious coincidence.
In the next few months, Dr. Patel will be ready for the donors to record their voices. Right now, she's in the process of developing new technology to collect them. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.